Recorded Books presents an unabridged recording of Side Jobs, Stories from the Dresden Files by Jim Butcher, narrated by James Marsters.
A restoration of faith takes place before Stormfront. This is the first of the Dresden Files stories, chronologically, and it was the first time I tried to write short fiction. I originally put it together as a class assignment at the University of Oklahoma's professional writing program more than 2 years before Stormfront found a home at Rock. This one won't win any awards because it is, quite frankly, a novice effort. It was perhaps the third or fourth short story I'd ever written. I had barely learned to keep my feet under me as a writer, and to some degree that shows in this piece. Certainly the editors to whom I submitted this story seemed to think it wasn't up to par for professional publication, and I think that was a perfectly fair assessment. Listen to this story for what it is, an anxious beginner's first effort meant to be simple, straightforward fun. I struggled to hold on to the yowling child while fumbling a quarter into the payphone and jamming down the buttons to dial Nick's mobile. "Ragged Angel Investigations," Nick answered. His voice was tense, I thought, anxious. "It's Harry," I said. "You can relax, man. I found her." "You did?" Nick asked. He let out a long exhalation. "Oh, Jesus, Harry." The kid lifted up one of her Oxford shoes and mule-kicked her leg back at my shin. She connected, hard enough to make me jump. She looked like a parent's dream at 8 or 9 years old, with her dimples and dark pigtails, even in her street-stained schoolgirl's uniform, and she had strong legs. I got a better hold on the girl and lifted her up off the ground again.